Thank you for that. We'd like to move on to something else, which is to do with past lives and reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, do we all have past lives? And if we do, do we have one or do we have many?
Okay, well, you always have one to start with.
Yes.
Because otherwise it wouldn't be a past one.
Indeed.
But in answer, very simply, yes, you have very many past lives. And I think humanity underestimates how many you have. Mostly because you're afraid to think about it, I think. I think there's a degree of you that likes to believe that this one life is the only life.
Yes.
And that's not for us to take away that belief. And if that's what anyone listening to this believes, then that's absolutely fine, and that's for them to learn from that understanding. But for those who are ready to embrace the idea that this is not the one and only life, then yes, you have very many past lives. And there is not a set number. It is not 150 is the target, and once you have reached it, oh, there you go, nirvana. Doesn't work like that. The number of past lives you have depend very much on how you learn your lessons. You may come down in one life to achieve something and not manage to achieve it. So you come down again and repeat it. So what you could have done in one life, you ended up doing in two.
Okay.
So what? It's not a problem.
No.
Reincarnation, though, is the other flip side of the coin, and it's one that gets slightly more tricky. Because we're often asked, how long is it until you are reincarnated? Well, how long is a piece of string? There's no time in spirit. We don't count minutes and days and weeks. So it's a blink of an eye. But to you down here on Earth, that could be 100 years. It could be 100 minutes. It depends on what the soul is trying to achieve and what the soul is trying to learn. So, for instance, when you listen to the stories of children who remember their past lives, quite often they are remembering very recent past lives.
Yes.
And it's part of their learning process, part of their soul reconciling its fact that it is spirit. So it isn't about resolution necessarily, though sometimes that is an extra additional bonus. It's about the soul's own journey.
Okay.
And the parents of that child that is remembering reincarnation need to remember that they've agreed to be that child's parents in the first place.
Yeah.
So they've agreed to assist that child in having this duality for a while. Now, usually these children go out of these things very early. The memories fade.
Yes.
And then they just have the one identity. But it does highlight one crucial thing, which is the other side of past lives. We are always asked, why don't we remember them?
Indeed.
Because, quite frankly, you would explode. Look at what it does to the single child remembering two lifetimes and how confused they are and how adamant they have to go back into the other lifetime. Imagine if you remembered the total sum of all the incarnations you have ever had. You wouldn't know whether you were coming or going. You wouldn't know what your personality was. You wouldn't know which decade you were in, which language you were speaking, which sexuality you were. Because, again, another misconception. You don't always have past lives as a male energy. You'll have past lives as a male energy, a female energy, and so on and so on. It changes. So you have all been men and you have all been women.
Okay. Can I just ask a question? It seems to be very trendy at the moment for people to want to know about their past mm-hmm. lives. And so there are a number of people that offer what they call past life regression, where
yes.
somebody steps back and,
mm-hmm.
and remembers a previous life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I personally have a problem with that because
yes.
I say that the mind remembers many, many things as it travels through its life at present and can generate those into a story.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that if somebody goes through one of these regression stages
mm-hmm.
and comes out and says that I was, for argument's sake, a slave boy in Palestine
mm-hmm.
When the Romans were there, would that necessarily be a truth?
But it wouldn't necessarily be a lie.
No.
It really depends on who is doing the regression and what methodology they were using.
Yes.
Because you can very easily implant memories and stimulate historical knowledge rather than a true memory.
Yes.
So it's very hard. You'd have to judge each case on its own individual merits.
Okay.
I think in answer to your question, my question is, why would you want to know?
I mean, I personally don't wish to know, but I know that many people have a fascination with past life regression, and
mm-hmm.
it's something that they find that they need to do.
I would always sit down with someone and I would ask them why they want to know. Because I find it falls into a number of categories. The one that worries me the most is the category who wants to know because they are seeking fame. They are seeking recognition. They are seeking substance. So the number of Cleopatras, for instance, that are walking the earth always makes me smile. We know there was only historically one of them, but you try to tell that to all the people who have been past life regressed into being Cleopatra.
Indeed.
The reason why figures like Cleopatra come up is not because they are genuine past lives, but because they speak of the person's underlying need to have some fulfillment in their life at the moment. So they seek the past as a way of solving a problem in the current. So often that is an insecurity, low self-esteem, confidence issues, emotional trauma and emotional issues that really in the present life need to be looked at. There's no answer in the past.
I understand that and I accept that entirely. And this is what worries me about past life regression
so
as a subject.
So those who just want fad, okay, it's just fun. I'm just curious, okay? Quite frankly, don't do it.
Yes.
It's not worth the hassle. And the chances are you're not going to get any real truth. Okay.
Okay.
You then have the group who are told they need to do it. Are told that, oh, that's a past life issue. Now, we come across this a lot with people who have seen mediums and psychics and healers and these kinds of people who are told, oh, that's a past life issue. You need to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at them, we go, no, that's not a past life issue. No, that's a current issue. And they're misinformed, they're misguided. So instead of looking deeper into themselves, again, they're seeking an outside reason for things to occur.
Right.
But in the process of the regression, if it's a good person doing good regression, they should find that the answer is actually in the present and not in the past.
Okay.
The third group, the only group with any valid reason to look at past life issues, are those that do have things occurring in this life with no sound basis. So they can be bizarre phobias,
mm-hmm.
things of which they have absolutely no connection with,
right.
fears or anxieties about things that they can't relate to or translate to anything that occurs in this life. Those then are worthy of looking at past life in case they have brought something forward or in case something has latched onto them because of a triggered memory. Now, past lives come forward into the present life for two reasons. One, you've designated it to be so in your soul contract because you are resolving the issue from that past life in this life. So we said earlier on that you haven't completely learned the lesson, so you're repeating the life.
Yes.
Okay? So the past life memory will come forward to highlight what you're trying to finish.
Okay.
So it's about resolution.
Yes.
So understanding the past life helps you understand what you're supposed to be learning in this life.
Okay.
Okay? The other issue is those people who experience an emotional trauma. Now, emotional traumas come in all shapes and sizes and forms. And they can be the tiniest little thing to the monumental, the great big thing. So the word trauma is a bit of a misnomer in that sense. But it fits what happens to the energetic body.
Yes.
So for instance, something happens in this life which has a direct resemblance to something that happened in a past life.
Okay.
The heightened emotion at that time of it occurring drags the past life memory into the present.
Okay.
Because they connect.
Right.
The energy emotionally is the same, so bang, they connect. Now, what happens is sometimes they disconnect again immediately because they don't need to stay there. Sometimes, however, they get stuck.
Okay.
So that past life then starts to evade the present life. Because of that emotional trigger.
Right.
Now, people experiencing that will suddenly have shifts occur in their life. The bizarre phobias, the bizarre fears and anxieties that don't seem to come or relate to anything. The feelings that don't seem to match this life. Slight, subtle changes in their personality, for instance, or their way of behaving.
Okay.
That past life is then intruding. That person then does need assistance. Now, it can be past life regression, it can be the sort of work that I do with my clients or another medium might do, just to help identify the past life and put it back where it belongs in the past. So that the person can then deal with who they are in this life and let go of all that unnecessary baggage and get back onto their track and onto their lifetime.
Okay.
Then it is very, very useful.
Yes.
Now, the other time it comes up, and that's sort of a bit more frivolous, is sometimes spirit will use it. Sometimes we will talk to a person about their past life. And we're doing it then to confidence build. We're doing it then to show you what potential you have.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of the person seeking fame and fortune because they have low self-esteem, we're recognizing you have low self-esteem and we're trying to bolster it by giving you the past life. But unlike the regression, which is seeking fame, we're giving you genuine lives that genuinely represent something that's occurred in your life. So there are spirits who work that way, who will give that kind of information.
Okay.
And then it's important.
Right.
So it isn't a flat, no, don't do past life regression, it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
It's a stand back and ask yourself why. If it's curiosity, let it go. If there is a real issue in your life you cannot connect to, it's worthwhile exploring.
Okay. Thank you very much.